Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom Holmes.
Hello!
Ash Gunsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hayes. That's very subdued. Hello, Ash.
Oh, well, yeah, because I was looking at the recording thing and I realised how loud I was normally. So now I've gone back to being super loud.
You suddenly turned into like Mastermind. Hello and welcome. It was Jazz Club from Fast Show all over again. But yeah, game week 27, out of the way, in the bag. Was it out the way or was it a good one?
No, it was awful.
It's of course shit.
It was awful. Hated every minute of it, sir.
It only distracted us from the glory of the Carling Cup.
Which was dire, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
It was. It's got to the point, I think, a lot of football fans were actually watching the rugby.
I think they were. Everyone was talking about the rugby. No one cared about the football.
It was boring, was it? I prefer it when it's teams like, remember when Swansea and Bradford were in the final? They both wanted to win.
Yeah. I think it was because everyone hates Chelsea and Spurs. I certainly do.
I know you do, yeah.
When it's
a club that are desperate for a trophy, like your Arsenals, enjoy the Carling Cup final, you see, when clubs are starved of a trophy.
I wanted them both to lose.
Yeah.
Best thing I heard was the day after someone said, you know, all the Tottenham fans, I think I tweeted it, I think I said, all the Tottenham fans, now that they're out of the cup, they're just really happy to concentrate on the league.
Yeah, because it's the final. Because the cup.
Yeah, there we go. He got the joke. Look at him. He might be in Scotland, but he can still get a joke. Yeah.
Well, my team, Hearts, were too busy winning 10-0 this weekend.
Behave.
Shut the door.
Yeah. Which door? Just shut the door.
Shut the door.
Not the front door.
Right.
Just
so
the
yeah,
door.
Yeah. But who were you playing? You were literally playing at like a load of milkmen or binmen or something, weren't you?
Cowden Beef.
Is that?
I think Tom thought
Cowden
that was a pun.
You're being disrespectful to a lot of at least 12 people.
12 people, including the manager.
We beat them 10-0. Yeah, it was a record defeat for them.
Was that in the cup?
So it would be if
no,
Arsenal...
it was in the league.
You're in the same league as Cowden Beef.
Oh, yeah?
Right? We're getting promoted with 20 points clear.
It says more about you that you're in the same team as the same league as a team.
I'm not in the team, it's not that.
And do you not play for Hearts? I thought you played for Hearts.
No, Gennaro Zeefuyk, our striker on loan from Groningen in the Eredivisie, had a hat-trick
in
4 minutes. It was the ninth fastest hat-trick in the history of football.
Wow. Okay.
Two of them were penalties.
That's
I think that's a record. We've spoken for about 6 minutes and not spoken about one game that's eligible for points. Football.
Yeah, that's mad.
It was a shit game week. Why? What happened?
It was terrible. Because I personally only had about six players that were playing.
Yeah, the Tottenham-Chelsea thing.
Because the Tottenham-Chelsea thing. Then it turns out that two of my players that I thought were playing, a.k.a. Sigurdsson and someone else, I can't remember who it was, they then turned out that they weren't playing. So I actually only had about five players that were playing and didn't do very well. Yeah. I don't know if it was like that for everyone. Was it like that with you, Ash?
Well, I remembered to have a full team.
Yeah.
But I had the massive disadvantage that a couple of weeks ago when I used my wild card and fucked my team up, that all my players were eligible because they were so shit.
Oh, okay.
That they all played and did absolutely
nothing. You had
nothing.
A lot of United players, didn't you?
Oh, I did. And they got a few points.
Not
really. Too bad. No.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I like the fact that
our level of advice has got to, I had a team of actual players playing. That's where
we're at. It's bad.
That's now a level. That's advice, apparently.
Well, what I did was I took out all three Chelsea players that I had, which were Terry,
Hazard.
Oh yeah, Hazard and Fabregas. Took those three out, and I put. Oh no, sorry, no, tell a lie. I left Terry in. I took out Hazard and Fabregas, and I put in Sterling and Di Maria.
Right.
So I thought that they got relatively easy games. They might do all right. I actually say that Sterling didn't have an easy game, did he? He played
they
City,
didn't, no,
but he actually played them, very well. And then I realised that Berahino was doubtful. I think he got orange, which is always worrying.
Never good. Yeah.
So I took a bullet and thought, right, I'll take another hit and put in Aguero because I had just the right amount of money to put Aguero back in. Turns out Aguero didn't really perform. Berahino scored.
Yeah.
I put Di Maria as captain because I thought they're going to rinse. Who was it United played?
Sunderland.
Yeah.
Sunderland. Edit out that little gap where we didn't know. We didn't have a fucking clue what was happening.
Well, that would be the whole
just
show.
In football.
Yeah.
So I put Di Maria as captain who scored 2 points doubled to 4.
Yeah. Good maths.
and Sterling, who actually did all right, but still didn't manage to get my points back. So, yeah, all in all, I made all the wrong choices. Sigurdsson was injured. Terry didn't play. Yeah, it wasn't great. I think I got 30 points.
Well, it was a low average. It was an average of 34 points this week. And all I saw across Twitter was just people saying what a horrendous week they had and loads of like vines and memes of horrendous fantasy football. So, luckily, I had a hunch that Liverpool were going to get a result, threw in Coutinho at the last minute, who happened to do well, obviously, scored an absolute beauty of a goal and got 46 points. But I don't know many people. I think the highest in our league was around 60 or 70 for the week. Generally, there was a lot of 30s and a lot of 40s and just a lot of dire kind of score performances, really. And I guess that's because we're all starting to get roughly the same sort of players, but still. But there is value to be had out there. You mentioned Berahino, like West Brom under Tony Pulis are absolutely killing it.
They
are players there to be had.
Like I say, took him out and he scored and got a shed load of points. I think he scored and assisted, did he? Oh no, they won 1-0, didn't they? But he scored and definitely got some bonus points. Yeah.
We spoke about goalkeepers last week and Ospina again getting another 6 points this week. And we got tweeted actually by Adam A101, who was saying about defence, like Southampton. Some people are sticking by that rear guard of having 1, 2, 3 Southampton defenders kicking about, and it's not really paying off anymore, is it?
No. No, well, I've certainly still got Bertrand and Klein, and I think Bertrand got 4 points, Klein 2.
Yeah.
So still not bad, but yeah.
I've dropped to one of them now, looking elsewhere.
I think I might have to do that, to be fair.
And we never thought we'd say it, but I think the value in defenders is Liverpool and Arsenal, really, are the ones picking up. Mm. They're the two form teams in the league.
Yeah.
Also, on the Southampton thing, Pella, who I've still got up front every week, I think he's going to turn it around. That's the one problem I have is, like every so often I'll pick some sort of underdog and I'll be like, oh, his form's just about to change around. Benteke's just about to score 10 hat-tricks. But I saw
10 hat.
But Pella's not.
He's not playing against Cowden Beef.
He's not. No. He's not scored in nearly 10 hours of football or something mental.
Yeah, it's a lot of hours.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. No, you don't want to be that person who finally takes someone out and then they hit form and you're like, I backed him and now this.
That is me every single week, mate. Every single week, I take someone out who then scores, or I contemplate putting someone in. And literally every player that I contemplated putting in instead of Berahino scored. I thought, should I do Rooney? Scored 2. And then I thought, oh, do you know what? Crouch. I think Stoke have got a relatively easy game. Didn't put Crouch in. Crouch scored. So one of them. I just torture myself with it.
No loyalty.
I need to get alive, really, don't I? Let's be honest.
No loyalty is your problem, Holmes.
No, that's it. That's it.
And of course, we're in the bit this game week. It's a bit of a bizarre one because it's a midweek game week. Obviously, any advice we give and that's happening, the games are being played now, the first portion of them.
I'm not going to lie to you, I quite like that because I've done some like proper strategical shit this week.
Come on then.
And I'm looking to climb up the table because I went from, 76th to 89th this week. So I need to get back up there.
Well, now, what are the league standings then? You're down in 89th.
The league standings, sir, as far as I know, if we're going to go to the top of the... top of the league,
yeah.
You know, it's old news. It's Coatsy, isn't it?
We know who it is. It's Coatsy. 112 years and that's how long he's been at the top of the league, mate.
Pretty much, mate. Yeah, he had a game week of 52 points, which just looking at the top 15 he had the best week of
everyone.
That's
extended his lead again.
What does he know? He knows something. This guy's a wizard. We need to get him like tested for performance enhancing drugs.
Coatsy,
or something.
If you're listening. We want to talk to you. Get on Skype.
We want you to do a piss test.
Yeah, get on Skype and send us some urine.
Yeah. Even better than that, do your own podcast. You'll get bloody loads of listeners more than us. Fine.
Coatsy's podcast.
I mean, try and be more imaginative than that, but yeah.
Yeah. Second, Phil Taylor again. Third, Imran Salim with Tony Soprano. Same old. Going all the way down. Yeah, it's pretty much, I don't think that the top 10 has changed.
Really? No big movers and shakers?
No, not really. Guys, I'm going in Chop Squad in at 10th.
All the fans fucking want to know is how me and Stimmers are doing.
Right.
Let's be fair.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is what I'm most excited about. Where are we? 39th. He has dropped a couple of places. You were in at, where were you? 35th last week?
I don't know. 16th, 3 weeks ago.
Nasty Gaffer Ash, a.k.a. Ash Ashley Kearns. He hasn't got his married name on there. 38 points this week, and you're on 1,407. And then just behind you in 40th, Never the Bride, dot, 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 a.k.a. Ian Stimson, a.k.a. Stim Dog, a.k.a. long-time listener, long-time...
a.k.a. Pascal Stimbonder,
yeah.
a.k.a.
The, the Scarlet Stimpernel.
Yeah, there's so many. I don't know what his favourite one is. I don't know. But
a.k.a. when the stimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like a tide, drop it like a tide.
Oh, my God.
And Stim Jong-il might have been my favourite. I don't know.
where is he? I just had it. Yeah, Stimmers. He is 1 point behind you in with 1,406 points. So there's literally 1 point between those two lads, 39th and 40th, and then myself, Big T Dog, aka T Bone, aka T Steak, is 89th. 1,302. I had a shit week. I went down 32 points.
One of us has to finish on the first page, or we cannot justify doing this podcast.
No,
year.
We will. The don't thing worry. Is, don't that's worry. Why,
that's why Brian Coates wouldn't do it, because, look, if I wanted to, I could just smash the league.
Yeah.
But then who's going to want to listen to us?
Exactly.
They'd be like,
that's
oh,
true.
That guy.
It's not interesting.
Yeah.
If you don't
that's true.
Do
that. Coatesy can walk around saying, I smashed the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you'd look pretty arrogant in that t-shirt.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're just giving people a reason to live.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, I mean, it's a bit much. Exaggerating once again. Giving a reason for people to live. So for this week, the one that's being played right now, obviously Spurs have got two games. QPR have got two games.
Has anybody not got Kane as their captain?
Exactly.
Kane that's captain. Exactly what I transferred in. I already had Kane. I didn't drop him even though he wasn't playing because, like I said, he when I bought him was 5.5 mil and, you know, he's now like 6.7 or whatever.
Yeah, to buy him back.
Kept him in there. What I did do, I transferred in Austin because Austin's playing two games. Obviously, in form striker as well. And I swapped out the two midfielders that I swapped in originally, which were Di Maria and Sterling.
Yeah.
For the two Chelsea boys, Eriksen and Chadley. So
Spurs
I've got
boys.
Two games out of Spurs boys. I've got two games out of those two midfielders, two games out of Kane, and two games out of old Austin.
I think the whole variable is which three Spurs players people have got, because I think most people have tried to get as many as I brought in Danny Rose, and I think a lot of people have brought in Rose at the back because he's still quite good value, and you get two games out. Have you got three Spurs players in, Ash?
I haven't. I was a bit, because I only had one player.
Did you get drunk on cherry beer and just stick in a load of Man United players? Like old Man United players that don't even play for them anymore. Like Dennis Irwin is there. I've stuck him in.
The thing is, because
I spent 3 hours looking for Ipswich players.
Yeah. Paul Parker.
Well, the thing is, because I was
Mark Hughes. Lee Sharp.
Because I had so few players last week who weren't playing, like all my players, none of them were in our Tottenham or QPR players or Chelsea players, that I didn't really have to do anything. So this week, to get a load of them, I would have had to have, you know, made a whole load of changes. So
it's
only
too much effort, wouldn't it, mate?
But it's like but like each player you bring in, they have to get at least an extra 4 points to make it worth getting rid of the original player.
Yeah, so I started thinking that, yeah. I think I made too many changes last week.
So I made five the week before, so I just went to town, really, hoping that it would pay off.
So I did, the only one I did do is Cozzola. I got rid of him and put in back in Eriksen.
Yeah, well, I've got Cazorla and Eriksen. There's so many similar players right now. I'm starting to get a bit depressed that I don't think there's a way that I can move up the league at any.
No, I think there is.
Oh, you
I
definitely
think
can. Well, you look at the way I've plummeted down.
I'll tell you what it is, and I realise this. It's captain choice.
Yeah.
Captain choice can make you.
This is what you're realising.
After
I said this last week.
3rd of March, Tom says, guys. Think about your captain.
No, it is. That will make you move up and down the league. It really will. Bold choices.
Advice?
Listen, I made Di Maria my captain this week. Granted, it didn't work. I dropped 10 places. But, bear with me, if it had worked, I would have looked like a bloody genius. You know?
Well, there it is.
You know, if it had worked and he'd scored two goals and got, I don't know, 10 points and I doubled it to 20, I'd be up at 60th. You know.
The dizzy heights of 60th.
Well, you know, this sounds pretty good. You're about 64th, mate. Don't start giving that larry.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Chill out.
I'll tell you one thing I did nearly do. I didn't in the end because of the 4 points thing. But
already the makings of a good story.
I know. It's even better now because people can't do it because it's already gone. But I did see QPR got that guy, Matt Phillips.
Yeah, winger.
I thought about putting him in. That's not too bad a shout. Like, he's like only, maybe not even given the double game week. Now, he's only just over, I think, 4.5 million for a winger. It's not too bad at all. And, and they've got so many injuries.
Well, someone's got to supply Austin goals. But it's going to be interesting this game week. So if you are listening, then by the time you listen to this, your game week is most likely to have points already done, maybe still waiting on bonus points. So we're not asking you to tweet us in the teams that you're going to be putting forward for the game week. Tweet us what you got, who scored the points, and we can see who's valuable.
And more
out
interestingly, where you went from, what position you went from prior to the game week to where you went up to. Because for me, that is the most sort of interesting thing. You know, if you're going from 75th to sort of 59th, that's massive. You know, you do that a couple of times, you're in the top 20.
Tom wants to see a before and after.
Exactly.
That's why he's so sad changing rooms is not anymore. Exactly. That's what I really like.
Bloody love. Handy Andy.
And Carol Smiley.
Handy Andy in his cockney ways.
I'd love a retweet of Carol Smiley for the game.
Carol Smiley.
What's the guy? Is that the one that Nick Knowles is in?
Really?
Nick Knowles? Yeah. He's not as good looking.
He's like, he lives next door, doesn't he? Maybe we should get him on the podcast. Yeah.
Does he?
I think that's just part of the TV show, Ash. He doesn't actually live next door to whoever he's...
Oh, I thought that was
the thing. Right. I thought he meant... He lived next door to Ash. I thought
he does.
Let's go around and
The restaurant on the podcast. Yeah,
bottle of Krabbies with him.
Right. Well, no. But tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Tweet us to teams who scored your points, where you've moved to and from in the league or other leagues. If it's not the Gaffer Tapes league, are you doing terribly in our league, but winning your other league? So basically, we want to know the standard.
Don't be weeing in our league, though, please. Don't just enter our league just to have a wee. Because I'm furious with people that do that.
It's for customers only, frankly. But do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Have a look at what we scored against you. And no doubt we won't have done quite so well because Tom's made horrendous captain decisions. But they are important, as we're learning in March. that's all for part one of the Gaffer Tapes. But we'll be back part two and three as usual. And we'll see you in a bit. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with myself, Craig, with Tom.
Hello.
And Ash.
Ahoy.
I don't know if I introduce you at the beginning of each section normally, but I quite like it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I don't see you as often anymore.
Ash stole my catchphrase then.
I think it's what the fans want. It's more introductions.
I don't know if you can claim ahoy.
Versatility. Well, I definitely am. I've got it patented. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, normally we speak about the Gaffer Gambler at this point. We talk about betting... I was about to say stocks. We don't talk about stocks.
Have we ever talked about stocks? NASDAQ.
We don't talk about the NASDAQ, no. What's the NASDAQ, Tom?
It's them people that put spaceships up in Earth, in it, or same.
Tips from the weekend. It didn't go that well this weekend. The tips I put on Twitter didn't work.
What? I can't believe it.
What were your tips, Craig?
And I tweeted this week, for game week 28, which is actually ongoing as we speak. But it's all gone to shit because Aston Villa have actually learned how to score a goal. So that's done. But yeah, we do tweet all of our tips. This week I went for Arsenal, Liverpool, West Brom to beat Villa and Hull to beat Sunderland. £5 return, £65, which is quite generous, I thought, and covered all trebles as well. And the sack race we talked about last week, nothing's changed as yet. There's no movement who's going to be sacked. But we're starting to get into good specials for relegation odds. And if you can pick all three relegation candidates, for who's going to get relegated? So next week I'll come back with some good relegation odds. Did you, either of you, have a flutter on my tips, or have you lost such faith that you don't anymore?
What do you reckon?
Did you? Definitely not. You're too scared to go into a bookies, that's why.
No, that's what it is, yeah. I've started drinking red wine, so I'm like, I just put all my money into Merlot now.
That makes you an adult.
Yeah. I love a Merlot and a Rioja now.
I did.
I've learned two new words, so there you go.
Did you hear the thing about the Like the ghost betting, not where you bet on ghosts.
That's not a thing.
Exactly what
bet
I thought.
Bet on like Derek Acora.
Yeah. No, the thing where the best tactic ever, where you know, like how you have match fixing and you have like these Asian betting syndicates.
Yeah, I wonder where that was going. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, they thought instead of like trying to fix a game or turn off the floodlights, there was a game in.
Wait, hang on. What do you mean before they try to turn off the floodlights? Is that a thing? Tom just accepted
yeah.
that.
I accepted it.
It's happened a couple of times, hasn't it, in Premier League games where.
Really?
Yeah, where they.
I've seen it when the floodlights have gone off. I didn't know it had like any like mafia connotation.
Yeah, that's where in Asia they've bet on the game. They've bet on something like what time the game will stop or that the game will have to be cancelled. And they've paid somebody in the ground
to turn off the lights.
Yeah.
Classic bloody Asians.
Coming over here, turning off our floodlights.
Turning off our lights.
But they've done another one where the, I mean, we're all big fans of it. Let's be fair. The Belarusian Premier League.
Yeah, Minsk.
Yeah.
BRL.
But there was a game the other week and it was, between like, Slutscore and Slutscore.
Slutscore?
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't say Slutscore. Solisgrad.
Oh, yeah.
Solisgrad.
And Slutsk.
And Sluts. Yeah. Oh, and just the Sluts.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
Sluts United.
But what they did was these two teams played, and the, one of the two, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the,
probably the Sluts.
Belarusian League, but one of them has just been promoted, right? They've gone up sort of three divisions. And in the last minute of the game, they scored twice to win.
Yeah.
And all these like guys in this betting syndicate won loads of money. Yeah. And then after the police came up and said, "Oh, you realise the game never happened?" And they'd so loads of UK bookies paid out on it on this match that was completely fictional. Both the websites, both the teams put in a match report saying it happened. So bearing in mind, this is still like we might not know so much about it. It's still the Premier League in Belarus.
Yeah.
So it'd be like Arsenal and Liverpool. On their website, put in a match report. Oh, yeah, we played yesterday. They won 2-1. And the scout from the betting company came back and said, "Oh, yeah, I watched the game. Yeah, it was really good. Wow, that last-minute goal, wow, that was a big surprise." And the whole thing was faked.
I mean, he's now dead.
Right? That is mental.
No, that guy's dead. That guy's absolutely dead.
I don't even understand that shit. Is that just Putin up to his old tricks or something? Is that what it is? Satire. Satire that shit. Is that what's happened? Boris Yeltsin.
Tom's seen Putin in the news and just thought, now, if ever there's a time I can get something to do with politics into a podcast, it's right now. Well, it was nothing to do with me. I can't even get to win £10 on any Premier League games. But that's mental.
That's crazy.
What they need to do.
So are you saying that the game actually didn't happen?
Actually, they just decided beforehand, we're going to bet 2-1 on a game.
This has happened.
Yeah, we're going to bet 2-1 on a game. Let's make the game up. They put on their website, like, this game is happening in... like, this game's happening in a couple of months.
Yeah.
They bet on it.
Let's say this happens.
Yeah, they put the fixtures up on the team's website. So Paddy Power look at it and, like, these two teams are playing.
And
they said no the form.
But they actually genuinely didn't happen.
Yeah, the game... Okay. The only way...
That's if ever there was a lesson for me to possibly never gamble again...
Yeah. It's a lesson that we want you to learn, Craig. And
that's a good way to end Gaffer Gambler for the week, at least. Until next week, when I return with renewed vigour. Yeah. But we have a new section in this section 2.
Segment.
New section in the segment.
We've got a new segment, and we've got a special guest this week.
We do have a special guest.
Whose phone is hopefully on silent.
And we can see his little face via Skype.
It is now.
Hello.
Hello. This is Michael Dravniak's.
Hello. Hi. We welcome a guest. We have invited one of our league members into our podcast, mainly because we probably want a bit of his advice. Hello, Mike.
Hi there. How's it going?
You're good. You're killing it. Where are you in the league at the moment?
I think I'm 21st.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I am 21st.
Yeah. That's pretty good going. That's pretty good going. I'd say that 21st, you've got to be up there sort of around both the Saunders brothers at about 21st, surely.
The Saundai.
The clutch of Saundai.
So what's
I'm very close to the Saundai. I don't know. It's just a complete luck. I've been trying to desperately claw Ash back over the weeks, and then did a little happy dance when I overtook him. And it's just been downhill from there, you know.
Yeah.
You're miles ahead of Ash now.
All right, fucking hell. To be fair, like, once you've overtaken me in the league, what's there left to live for?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that was my goal.
Yeah,
so he's done 20 sleeping pills now and a quarter of vodka, and he's done. Yeah. He's hit his limit. He's as happy as he's ever going to be now.
No, yeah.
Are you not looking for a final top 10 push?
Yeah.
Oh, 21st. Look at that.
So calm.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, 21st.
I'm all about just finishing on page one. I don't want to be one of those page two guys. Just page one.
Oh, like Tommy Two Tabs over here.
No, still Tommy One Click, thanks very much. Craigie One Click as well.
I know, it is Craigie One Click. You invite someone into your home and they just slag you off. Unbelievable. You're worse than an Asian floodlight turner offer, mate. That's what you
are.
Let's
go back to that thing. I think, didn't they get somebody hacked their websites? And that was how the match reports got on the websites.
Yeah, I don't know whether whether they got hacked or whether they just paid people off to do it. I'm not sure. He said, I read it was hacked, but I don't know. Yeah. Sounds like they probably just slung somebody some money, maybe.
Tom's going to go away and probably read some about it in The Economist and get back to us, because that's the kind of shit he does now.
I'll research it for certain. I'll definitely research it.
Try not to spill your Merlot on it. But yeah, who do you actually support then, Mike, in real, actual football?
I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm a genuine plastic Scouser.
Hey, a real life plastic Scouser.
What part of Liverpool do you come from, Mike? What part of Liverpool do you come from?
So, wait a minute. Should we get someone to translate him because of his, for our international?
Yeah,
because
sorry,
of his thick Scouse accent.
So sounds like John Bishop on Bohemian.
I've got a plastic Scouse accent.
Yeah.
How many times have you been to that? How many times have you been to Anfield? Probably quite a lot, hey? Probably got a season ticket, probably go down there every other week.
Yeah, sure. I'm just like hanging around outside while the game is on in the stadium, trying to hear what I can.
But Liverpool, obviously, do you feature your players? We talk when anyone comes on, we ask about whether they get bias sort of from their own support, you know, who they support. Do you get a lot of Liverpool players on your side, or do you avoid that?
I don't know. I guess I try to be as neutral as possible, but. Thinking about it, I haven't had many Liverpool players on my team until...
That's why you're doing so well.
Yeah, that's why. That's why you're 21st, mate.
I sort of stuck with Sterling for quite a while, even when he wasn't really performing. And I sort of thought, well, as soon as Sturridge comes back, they'll start, you know, linking up and scoring points. And then Sturridge had so many times where he looked like he was going to come back and then got injured again. So yeah. I kind of just stuck with Sterling throughout. Might put Coutinho in. He's playing really well. Scoring quite a few bonus points as well in the last few games. So, I don't know. I guess you got to try and stay neutral, but it's hard. I mean, luckily Man United have been awful this year, so I haven't actually had to put
players in. Well, this is what we talk about with Tom. Tom hates having to put Spurs players in. So the fact Harry Kane's been smashing goals in for fun. But to be fair, in Liverpool, I've put Coutinho in, has been good value. Tom put Mignolet in a few weeks ago. He's been great value. You said about bonus points, that's interesting, because a lot of people don't really look at it. They only really look at what clean sheets, etc. But for instance, my logic for Ospina being in the side is that he picks up bonus points regularly, even if they don't pick up clean sheets. Is that something you top 20 bastards look at, is it? Bonus points?
Yeah. Well, definitely, because, if your captain gets 3 bonus points, that's an extra 6 points, and then you've got a couple of other players who may pick up some bonus points as well. You could get like an extra 10 points in a game where you can... You know, like in a really competitive league, that can jump you up.
Mate, don't slag off our league as well.
Are you saying the Gaffer Tapes isn't a very competitive?
No, I mean it is. I mean, like, so
yeah. Well, I mean, page one, where 50% of us.
Yeah. That little mini league. Page three would beg to differ.
Yeah.
But is it? Can you guess bonus points though? Is that not complete luck?
Well, I don't know. There's some players who just seem to get more than others. So, for example, like Cazorla, whenever he scores, he always seems to get 3 bonus points. And then you've got players like Ivanovic who, score goals and get assists, but don't really ever seem to get any bonus points. Costa is another one. You know, he sort of had a really good season, but I think he's only got like 14 bonus points all season, which is really low compared to someone like Hazard, who, you know, has got, I think he's about 39, so almost double the amount that Costa's got. So, yeah, there's some people, there's some players who just seem to not get many bonus points.
See, this is a different level of fantasy football for me. People talking about the amount of bonus points that they get. Because for me, I never look into that. I don't even know what bonus points are. I'm just thinking about goals scored, clean sheets, assists, and he's like, Costa,
one thing we can tell you is, Tom, is that Jermaine Genus has got no bonus points.
Are you sure? Not punditory points. Do we have punditory points for Jermaine? Sure. Does Jermaine have any punditory points at any point?
But the one criticism we mainly got on the Gaffer Takes was, great podcast, great lads, quite funny, really shit at fantasy football. So we fixed that.
Who
now? Mike,
that?
Come on.
Sorry, who said we were quite funny? Is that your mum again? Has your mum been writing in, Craig?
Well, we say that bit, but you know. But no, we got that was proper analysis. That was good. We need the Ash. Yeah. That was your job,
that's
mate.
True.
You're in
that's
trouble.
That's really true. Yeah, that bonus point stuff's really interesting.
Ash, your position's under threat next year from Mike.
Bring it on.
No.
We'll see.
But it's just it's worth remembering that when Chelsea have their double game week, that Hazard is statistically a much better choice as captain than Costa is, purely because
right.
You know, say if Hazard gets 3 bonus points twice in that game week, and that's an extra 12 points.
And a lot of people usually think they should go for the striker and opt for Costa.
Yeah, I always try and go for midfielders as captain, just because, you know, if you have high scoring midfielders, then you know they get more points for a goal than say a striker.
Again, look, Tom, you can't see it, but Tom's writing stuff down. That's actually writing shit down.
No. That's just me fiddling with myself because I'm enjoying the the conversation
either way,
so much.
Either way, it's a compliment.
Big but, time, yeah. That's really interesting.
That's some good analysis out the way. Sadly now, Ash and Tom, I believe, have prepared some form of challenge for us, Mike. I'll hand it over to you, boys.
So, okay. I think it's time for another patented, I don't know, what's the name of the game?
What have we called it?
Good start, lads.
The badge of truth.
The badge of truth.
I don't think that's what we called it, but...
No.
Beat the badger challenge.
Well, yeah. Basically...
If you open your front doors now, in the place where you are, there will be a badger in a box. You have to kill it within 12 seconds. No. very much like... it was Craig against... Who was it?
James.
We had James, who that's was right, yeah. a Nottingham Forest fan.
No, Derby no, fan.
Derby oh, fan, sorry. Craig against our previous guest did a little quiz. We're going to do the same with Mike and Craig today. It's going to be a quiz with a capital Q. Ran out of words to say, Ash. I'm not going to lie to you. So,
you're officially fired as quiz master.
Hearts. So, Craig being a Hearts fan.
Yeah.
Mike being a Liverpool fan. We have Hearts and Liverpool questions for you.
Yeah.
And also...
And what are the consequences of this game?
The consequences are... Thanks, Craig, for keeping us on track. Very much like a young Chris Moyles. Yes, the loser has to change the badge profile photo on their Twitter account.
To what?
To their rival football
to a badger.
Team. Ooh, or
to
a dead badger.
No. To a badger in the strip. No. Your rival team.
I can't believe you guys take the piss out of me when I do the quizzes listening to this insanity. No, right, the loser has to change their badge.
Yeah.
Craig changes it to Hibs.
Yeah, Craig has to be Hibs and Mike has to be Everton.
Yeah. Or, really, Chelsea, because he's a big Man United
for
fan.
For what, a solid week? Fortnight? What are we saying? Fortnight?
A week. Surely a week. Till the next podcast. That's
yeah.
It.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So, it's sort of a home in a way. So, we're going to ask Craig questions about Hearts, Mike questions about Liverpool, and then there's a special bonus Everton round.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know why they have to do Everton round.
What?
That's what confused me.
Away team, because Mike's... Okay. It's
can
like...
I make one request?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom doesn't do all the hosting of this quiz.
I'm
quite confused already.
Right. No, can I make a request? Okay. I don't have to answer any questions on Scottish football.
No, you don't. Well, no, it's fine.
I mean, okay. We've already had one dose of racism with the Asians on it, so let's not get crazy. Let's go. I'm ready. Hit
okay.
me.
Question one.
Two.
Craig.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Hearts lost to who in the 1989 UEFA Cup final?
It wasn't final, I don't think. But
no, it wasn't. No,
it was the quarter final. Bayern Munich.
Oh, extra knowledge. Yeah. Dropped 1-0. Mike, who drew? Who did? Who beat? Who did Liverpool lose to on goals scored in the 1989 league? So I don't know if you remember, they finished on points, level on points. And goal difference. And another team pipped them to the post on goals scored.
Arsenal?
Yes.
It was.
1-0. Nice.
It was. Blimey. See the synergy there with both 89 questions there. Both 89. Craig. How many... It took us ages to do this. Craig, how many times... I can't say what you've written. How many times won Scottish Cup, question mark? Right, how many times have Hearts won the Scottish Cup, question mark?
Oh, man. I don't know. I know it's two in since I've been watching them. Three, not yet. I'd say, overall, I'd say seven.
Oh, eight! Great shout, mate. Great shout. Unlucky.
Okay, Mike, a very similar question. How many times have Liverpool won the much more important League Cup?
Five?
Eight.
Eight.
Both eight.
Eight again. Yeah. Eight again. Similar questions. Number three.
This is a nice easy one.
What are we? One all?
Yeah.
Question
yeah.
three. What year did Hearts move to their current ground?
Well, I'm sure we've always been at this ground, really. I don't know if that's a trick question. Probably not then. 1885.
Oh, Craig Hazel! 1886, mate!
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh!
All right, Mike.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah, you should get half a point for that.
Yeah. He can get 0.1 points.
Damn it.
Mike, what year did Liverpool change from their red and white kit to their all red strip?
1948.
You're going to kick yourself. 1964.
Oh, you're kidding.
You're kidding.
Oh, I should have known.
Okay. Question number four for Craig.
Yeah.
What is the highest transfer fee received by the club?
By Hearts.
By a club.
Yeah.
Just ever.
No, by Hearts. What's your highest transfer fee received?
It's a bit easier, Mark.
It was for Craig Gordon, and it was, with add-ons, it was £9 million it went down as.
Oh,
that
nice.
Is correct, sir. That is correct. Knowledge. That's bang on. That's 2-1 to Craig.
2.1 to Craig. Have you got a chance to pull this back, Mike? What's the highest transfer fee? I think we should stop drinking.
Can I just say, Ash is drinking that famous flaming cherry beer that we talked about last
time. You cannot tell.
You can't tell.
What is the highest transfer fee paid by Liverpool Football Club, amount and player?
Oh, paid?
Yes.
Yeah. Andy Carroll, £35 million.
Yes.
Correct.
Two all.
Two all. Blimey. Okay. Question five. Ultimate, final question for Craig. Height.
I just put notes for the questions. Yeah. Assuming Craig, translate.
I have actually got what you said. What's the highest? He wrote height. Highest home attendance.
Oh man.
Ever.
In a cup game, it was.
In a cup game.
They used to cram people in. It only holds like 18,000, but it was standing. So I would say it's going to be something ridiculous, like 34,000.
Oh.
I've got here 53,396 versus Rangers in 1932.
Oh, well, mental,
call yourself a fan.
You only get 18,000,
didn't it? Jesus Christ. And Mike, it's a very similar question, but highest league home attendance.
What, to the nearest what?
Well, just
to get spot on.
Nearest person.
Okay. You get nothing.
So I think Anfield's capacity is 44,000 something. So I'm going to just go 44,664.
Oh shit! If you'd only been doing it to the nearest 14,000, you'd have got it.
58,757.
When it was standing, wasn't it?
Against Chelsea in 1949. So actually,
everyone knows you can cram as many Liverpool fans into a stadium as you want, and nothing bad will ever happen.
Oh. It's pretty mental that the two numbers are so close.
Yeah, really close. 53,000 at Hearts and 58,000. So it is two all. This is why we have the Everton questions.
Yeah, I see. Okay, at this time, we'll ask the question, but you both get a guess.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Mike's away team.
Right.
So if we have more guests, the like opposition of the other player, see how much you guys know about them. So,
and Everton, we do closest gets the point. Yeah?
Is this a tie-break question? Right,
yeah. No, except for there's three of them.
There's three of them.
Okay.
Let's go.
I understand why.
So, Everton's all-time highest player who played the most.
Yeah, most appearances.
Best appearances is Neville Southall.
Okay.
Also, not interesting piece of trivia, he was the last piece, his back leg was the last piece in my Panini sticker album in 1989. Truth fact. How many times did said player, with his right foot, play for Everton?
Oh, wow.
Mike.
Who gets to go first, obviously, because we're going to have an advantage of...
Yeah, we'll Mike first.
Yeah, all right, Mike.
We'll alternate, okay.
Yeah.
So, just to reiterate the question.
Neville Southall.
What year was it?
Exactly. How many appearances did Neville Southall?
How many apps did he get?
I'm going to go like 886.
See, I think it was less than, I think it's going to be something like 680.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the answer is 751.
We struggled at math.
751, that's Craig. Craig gets that.
Is it?
Yeah.
What did you say, Mike?
886.
Yeah.
Wow, that's okay, close though. Craig,
yeah.
Okay. So, Craig.
Yeah.
What year did Everton win the Cup Winners' Cup?
This is for the win, isn't it?
Potentially for the win, if you get this right.
3-2.
What year did Everton win
the Cup Winners' Cup? I didn't even know they'd won it. I'm going to say 1986.
Mike?
1987.
Oh! It was 1985. Craig wins.
Oh, no.
Craig wins.
Yeah. Wow. That serves Mike Root for a dick move on the answer.
That's
a
nice
answer.
So I win.
Yes. Craig, yeah, fantastic guessing, mate. All of your guesses were very, very close.
Yeah,
like that shows some kind of
knowledge.
It's almost if I knew it, Tom.
Yeah. All like voodoo.
No, just guesses.
Yeah.
Well, commiserations to Mike. We'll look forward to seeing your.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Everton badge.
That was good. Yeah, that was a lot better than I would have done against Craig. I think I definitely would have lost every single.
Well, I'm unbeaten, so I am unbeaten.
Yeah,
but thank you, Mike, for coming in and actually giving us some knowledge that Ash seems to have failed over the last few months. But,
yeah, that was really good about bonus points. That was really good. Yeah, we might have to call you up and get you back.
Please
in.
Mike. What's your Twitter?
My Twitter handle is @mdrabniex, but don't follow me on Twitter because you're just going to see a horrible Everton badge for the next week or two.
Yes, you definitely will.
Follow
me
on Twitter. Yeah.
For people that want to follow Mike on Twitter, how the fuck do you spell your surname?
It's MDRAVNIEKS.
But yeah, there you go. So follow Mike on Twitter. He tweets a lot of good football stuff and he's quite interactive with the Gaffer Tapes. And obviously, if you want to get on the show, take me on. Why not? I feel unbeatable now.
Yeah.
Then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. As long as you can bring some interesting insight like Mike did, take some of his knowledge into good advice there. Use it, because me and Tom sure as shit don't give you that advice, so that's great. But that's it for part two of the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be back in part three where we get to turn the tables and I will deliver a quiz much more efficiently than Tom and Ash ever could. but once again, thanks for Mike for coming in and we'll see you all in part three.
Yeah, cheers guys.
Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Mike has now left us. He gave us some unbelievable insight. That was some good stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was. I was genuinely, I know I keep going on about it, but that part about the like special points or whatever
Olympics.
It is.
Special points. You're getting some special points tonight.
He touched you in a special place.
He did. He really did. He really did, and that's why he's not allowed back.
I think Ash feels threatened.
Maybe
that we've got a pro giving us some insight.
Got a pro. Listen
some
to
analysis.
It.
That was analysis. That was proper.
That was proper analysis. That was genuinely out of I don't know what have we done like 20 episodes. That is probably the most insightful thing.
Oh,
yeah. Fantasy football wise that we've it actually is. Given anyone.
So. Really.
Yeah.
And he had the calm tone of a serial killer.
Yeah,
he did.
I literally taught him everything he knows about analysis.
And serial killing.
To my analysis school.
And serial killing.
And serial killing. Yeah, he was good. but obviously, because I triumphed over Mike in the probably the worst quiz since Chris Moyles had his own TV show. We'll probably forego quizzing until next week.
Oh, I thought it was a good quiz.
It was a good. The questions were good.
Yeah.
What?
The delivery was not.
It took you a long time, so I thought this must be some unique twist on. They were just questions.
Just questions. Yeah. It took us a while to do it. We had some cherry beers. Cherry beer is the downfall of every
you've
man.
You've been drinking Krabby's alcoholic ginger beer. That's the problem.
You genuinely
have. But yeah, so obviously game week 28 is a bit of a weird one. It's playing right now, and by the time you listen to this, they'll have had their week 28. But the good players, like Mike, like Mike Dravniak, will have looked forward to game week 29 to start looking at their team already. This is a good question. How much, probably more for Tom, because I do it, how much do you try and resist making the transfer but just can't help yourself and do it pretty much an hour after all the games are played?
This week?
Just general week. So once the Sunday games are played, you look and you go, oh, I've only got 35 points. I need to make a transfer.
Yeah.
I'm so tempted to do it.
I have such a problem with that. I make my transfers and I'm just about to press confirm and then I just cancel it and then I just cancel the window and then just run away from my desk at work and then just like go and fix something because you know that's the sort of shit I do and then sort of come back to it the next day and then make the changes because a lot of the time I make changes a little prematurely, you know.
Quite
a premature guy.
Changes.
Premature changer.
And then all of a sudden they'll get injured or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah.
I do it all the time. Ash, presumably you don't. You have a bit more self control than that.
No, I don't make my changes till 5 minutes before the deadline.
Yeah, let it sink in.
Yeah.
I've made that mistake all the time. And this one, obviously, you're looking even further forward. For game week 29, for mismatches and seeing who might get some. There's some good clashes because Man U have got Spurs at home. Chelsea have got Southampton at home. They're sort of teams that, like Southampton, gone slightly off form. Chelsea could have done. Arsenal, West Ham is next week. Obviously, game week 29, it's Tom versus Ash in more ways than one.
Oh, shit,
I think you've got to be, that's got to be one. You won't like this, Ash. That's got to be one of those games where you think if you've got an Arsenal player on the bench or you're debating whether to bring him in, West Ham aren't looking great right now. That's a game that Arsenal should win comfortably.
Well, I mean, technically, but, you know, even us against Everton at the weekend, you know, Everton had a couple of cracking chances before we scored our first to put that game away, really.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think, you know, any game now as an Arsenal fan, you know, I'm lucky for the 3 points. I'm really happy for the 3 points.
But you're always pessimistic anyway with Arsenal.
I am, that's true. But I'm also looking at the games that are happening around me and I'm thinking, all right, so Southampton have drawn, so all right, I'll be happy with the draw, you know, just to sort of get by. But looking at that, what you say about Arsenal, West Ham, Chelsea, Southampton, that's a big game with impact on the sort of top four, top five. United, Spurs, and Swansea, Liverpool.
Yeah.
All in the same week.
But what I would point out is City away at Burnley. For some reason, I know Burnley haven't looked good lately either, but Burnley have frustrated the hell out of teams at home.
Yeah.
And if City turn up in their half-hearted approach that they sometimes do, it's one of those games where they could easily drop 2 points.
Potentially, could be a draw there. It does seem like City just keep drawing points. As soon as Chelsea start breaking away, City keep just drawing. And it's like, as a neutral, you don't want them to give Chelsea such an easy ride, you know? And it does seem that they are doing that.
I was going to ask you this, because, you know, actually, you know, Arsenal were now closer to City than City will be to Chelsea. So really,
5 points.
Is that realistic? Could you do it, or do you think third is as good as Arsenal going to get this season?
I don't think so. I'd be happy with third if I could cash out now.
Arsenal fan.
I know, honestly, if I could cash out now, I would because I think we're going to hit a major hiccup and then we're going to be dreaming about the days that we were at third, if you see what I mean. So, I mean, when we're struggling, there's a point in it between us and Spurs for fourth.
Yeah.
We're going to be, you know,
well, not just that. I think Liverpool are the team to worry about. They're
exactly
on unbelievable
Liverpool and still Southampton, you know.
United.
Yeah. So
what about you, Ash, then? West Ham, obviously, the top four dream's over for West Ham.
I hate to say it. We're only 4 points ahead of Newcastle.
Yeah.
Who, you know, everyone says they've had an abysmal season. Level on points with Stoke.
It's going to be a 9th, 10th for you guys, isn't it?
Well, if we're lucky. I suppose we are only still 5 points behind Spurs, which isn't the worst.
Yeah.
You know.
You can't see yourself catching that up, really, can you?
No, not really. I don't know. It's not. I think we'll probably end up about hereabouts and Allardyce will probably go, ?
At the end of the season, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I do worry that because we've been spoilt over the last few years, that the end of this season, the run-in, it could actually end up being a very dull Premiership.
Yeah, I think it will
running.
Be.
Chelsea will have won the league quite comfortably. City will probably have themselves a little cushion in second place. Leicester are almost definitely relegated. If Villa actually, as they're winning at the moment, get a win, Burnley and QPR will go down with them. There's only going to be, you know, a fourth place to decide by the time
It'll go back to a few years ago where the big thing at the end of the year was who finishes fourth and who really cares.
I think already who finishes fourth is the story, the journalist story. Yeah.
Oh,
because
so boring.
A lot of people want Southampton to get
third and fourth.
Yeah, well, of course you fucking think it's the best thing ever because you're an Arsenal fan. That's what they play for every season. Apart from
on
Arsenal.
A third in the FA Cup as an Arsenal fan, we'll be happy with that.
Nothing's changed. Third in the FA Cup, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
Third in the FA Cup, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dear.
It's got Steven Gerrard's name written on it, the FA Cup, surely. On his birthday, it's done.
Yeah.
Obviously, it won't. Liverpool fans won't realise that, though, until the final when they horribly lose. But, yeah, I just worry it's going to be one of those dull Premiership seasons in the end that nothing actually comes of it.
Yeah, it's been quite a good. Actually, the season's been good, but I think
the football's been good. Yeah, and there's been some good signings. It's great to have seen characters, even hate him, you know, love him or hate him, but people like Costa coming in.
Balotelli.
It's been great seeing that. Balotelli, we haven't seen much of, but even if they've disappointed, a lot of big names, Di Maria, Balotelli, Costa, have all come in this season.
Sanchez,
of course. Sacco.
Of course. Yeah. The the teams do seem to have changed. They've evolved in the last couple of years, haven't they? Like
Milligan
cleans Saint.
Everett.
Like the like Southampton's changed, Spurs have changed, West Ham changed.
Nothing's changed about Spurs whatsoever. They still think they're going to finish second, third or fourth. They celebrate after eight games when they're in the top four, then realise, wait on, we're 30 games too early to celebrate. Then they end up behind Arsenal.
We're a bunch of shitters and they put everything into it for the fucking Carling Cup or whatever it's called now.
Whatever
the
it's
dog
called.
Dog shit cup and they don't win it and nothing happens. Everyone hates them. Fuck off. See you later.
So that is that's half of our listeners from North London gone. So thank you very much. I'll take that with a pinch of salt. Obviously, Arsenal fans were crying into their cornflakes when they lost the League Cup to Birmingham a few years
Incorrect.
Ago.
I was there. I was at the game.
Were you?
Yeah.
You weren't crying into your cornflakes?
Crying.
Nah, I didn't care.
So he wrapped up fourth place already by then.
He didn't care so much. He bought a ticket and went to the game. That's how little he cared about that game.
Got it for free through work, actually. But you know, but yeah.
On my face. But yeah, so game week 29. A few interesting games. There, obviously, the league should shape up a little bit, and of course, the Gaffer Tapes League should shape up a little bit. But it's been an action packed week. We've had Mike in. He's revolutionised the way we looked at football stats and blown Ash out of the water. Ash versus Tom will be returning next week. Gaffer Gambler, nothing changes there really. We still just kind of tend to lose money. But I still think end of this season, three of us on page one, no click wonders.
I think so. I think I hit snag last week, but you know that was a snag that I think a lot of people hit. I'm definitely going to make it up with this week as we're talking now, game week 28.
By the time this
podcast comes out, I will have crept up from 89th to, I'm thinking, in the 70s again. I'm going to be back up to 70. No. That's my plan. I've got a plan for myself. I'm going to be back up to the 70s. And then after that, who knows? The world, probably.
If we all
finish on the first page, I'll be happy.
The real question is, basically, can I not fall down to the third page before the end of the season?
Not to sound too Kevin Keegan, but I would love it if we beat you, Ash.
It's inevitable.
I would fucking love it. If I come top out of us three.
I was on your side a second ago. Don't turn on me. But anyway, that's about all we've got time for this week for the Gaffer Tapes. But of course, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Tweet us how your team's got on in game week 28. What you're doing for game week 29. Any betting slips? Any stories of made-up Belarusian matches, any stories of, if you see any dodgy Asian fellas near the wiring at a football stadium, then please do get in touch, or any analysis that it can match Mike's, that'd be great. So follow us on Twitter, at The Gaffer Tapes. Listen to the podcast at thegaffertapes.com, as you are right now, and tell your friends, obviously, get on iTunes and have a listen, and tell people, and leave us some reviews. We haven't had a review on iTunes for ages.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Do. Leave a review on iTunes.
You all click, and you all tweet in favour of the tweets, but none of you leave a bloody review, do you?
So, right, saying good, like Tom's sexy or something.
Yeah, with three X's.
Yeah,
do something like that. Yeah. But mainly follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. And you can follow Tom on Twitter.
At the underscore Tom underscore Holmes for all your comedy needs, baby.
You can follow Ash on Twitter.
At Gremzilla.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Craig Hazel. Mainly follow at the Gaffer Tapes. And we'll be back next week with Game Week 29, Tom versus Ash again, the Gaffer Gamble, all our usual features. But that's it from us for now. So thank you and goodbye.